Pelosi, I wish more Republicans accepted the truth that Trump incited an insurrection. By Pam Key on January 7, 2024. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that she wished more Republicans would accept the truth that former President Donald Trump incited an insurrection. Pelosi said, "What's interesting about it all is that in every case, every piece of this, whether it was our case in terms of the Electoral College, whether it was what happened with the January 6th Select Committee, or this testimony now, it's all coming from Republicans in the Select Committee except for maybe the poll workers and I don't know what party they are. All of the other testimony came from Republicans, Republican officials, Republican staffers of the president, and now further to that. So it's very clear what happened that day." She continued, "At that same time, from the undisclosed location, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell and I were begging the administration to send the National Guard, to send the National Guard." Anchor George Stephanopoulos said, "With the passage of times, more Republican voters have accepted President Trump's lies about that day. They're less likely to accept his responsibility. They're less likely to say the rioters were violent. How do you explain that, and what can be done about it?" Pelosi said, "Well, there is the 28% to 30% that believe Trump no matter what. But again, the fact is the narrative on this is becoming clearer and clearer. Whatever those people for whatever their attitudes are to other people, whoever they are, God bless them. I wish them well. I wish they would accept the facts and the truth." She added, "I think that he engaged in insurrection. I think that he incited an insurrection. And again, that he would not stop what was going on. As his own people said, this is your legacy. Smoke coming from the Capitol, it's your legacy. Yes, I do believe that, and it is a most unfortunate situation. Our founders knew that we could have a rogue president. They didn't realize that at the same time, we could have a rogue Senate and Congress." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.